On this day, in October 6, 1973, the Yom Kippur War began when Egyptian and Syrian forces launched a surprise attack on Israel during the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. The conflict will last less than 3 weeks, but it carried lasting consequences, reshaping the politics of the Middle East and leading to future peace negotiations.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Also on this day, in 1889, the Moulin Rouge opened in Paris, quickly becoming a famous cabaret and cultural icon. Also on this day, in 1927, the jazz singer premiered in New York City as the first feature-length film with synchronized sound.